T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Everybody deserves a fair trial in the United States of America. I think we all believe in that. And coming up in exactly 10 minutes at 3:15, Tiki Barber will take the stand for a trial of a crime that he has committed. It is a major, major crime. It's a crime that's annoyed a lot of people here at this radio station. And he will have to answer his critics coming up in exactly 11 minutes. But we are 8 days away from opening day. We know the Met fan is not optimistic. How does the Yankee fan feel? We got bad news on Gerrit Cole for the most part. He's missing a month, but it's not the worst news. Aaron Judge is in the lineup tonight, so even though it's always going to be a day-to-day proposition with Aaron Judge, it does appear like he's online now to play opening day in 8 days. DJ LeMahieu may be back. And quite frankly, the New York Yankees, in my opinion, are the best team and closest team they've had to winning a title in the Aaron Judge era. But that's just me. I don't know if the Yankee fan has that same confidence. Toll-free numbers 877-337-6666. Let's go to Kyle in Jersey City. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Good.
First, I want to say, let's go Peacocks. All right. We're ready in Jersey City.
Let's go.
And then, Evan, I get what you're saying about reliability. I'm psyched to have Soto. But as far as your comparison of Judge and Alonso, I just want to say, do you think that Aaron Judge would be more reliable if he was playing at first base and vice versa, Alonso in the outfield?
Yeah.
You got one guy.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that's a great point. You're right that Aaron Judge, especially how hard he plays in the outfield, has contributed to a handful of his injuries. Diving in right field in 2019 contributed to his injury in 20. Obviously, the toe last year at Dodger Stadium. You're right. Now, I think it's overall irrelevant because we're just talking about two baseball players. One's reliable, one's not. But, yeah, I think where you play on the diamond certainly affects that, sure.
Yeah. All right. No, I just wanted to bring that up. I think that, you know, I mean, Judge is he's the best in baseball, in my opinion, and I'm psyched to have him as my captain.
He is a tremendous, Kyle, he's a tremendous, tremendous baseball player. He has played 7 full seasons in the major leagues, and in only 3 of them could you walk away and say he played basically every game. Now, I'm not a pig to that. Doesn't mean you have to play 162 games. Very few guys do it. Mm-hmm. I look at it as a $145 or more. That's kind of my bar.
Right. Last year played 162.
Yeah, and 162 is an unreasonable expectation. But if you play 145 games or more, in my mind, you played a full season. He's only done that 3 times in his career. Is that really a lot when you've been in the league for 7 years? So it is a 50-50 proposition on if you're going to get a full season out of him. He is a brilliant baseball player. When he plays, he's amazing. Like, he's never really even been bad. Like, think about it that way. Like, what's Aaron Judge's worst season? His worst season is an awesome season. So it's not a knock on how good he is. It's just the reality that he's not reliable. Now, you bring up, well, he plays the outfield. Yeah, there's more risk when you play the outfield. But you can still play 150 games. There are outfielders who play 150 games. He does not. And that's one thing you have to factor in when you talk about him and when you talk about the team. And what made the Yankees so ill-prepared last year is that they should never have collapsed because he missed 55 games.
Yeah.
That should not and cannot happen. And now I think they're better equipped to deal with that eventuality.
And so not getting lost in the Aaron Judge slander that you're throwing out there.
There's no slander. Everything I said is fact-based.
I'm joking.
I'm sorry.
It's basically that they don't need him to play 158 games or 45 games because they have a Juan Soto.
They're more equipped to deal with it, yes.
They're equipped to deal with without having their biggest bat in the lineup because they have other ways to manage or mitigate that now.
100%. Doesn't mean screw him, we don't need him this season. It means they can survive without him. They didn't survive last year without him.
I was just looking. Marcus Semien plays every day.
Yeah. Some guys do. Francisco Lindor plays every
year. He's led the league, American League, every year for the last four, except for 2020, obviously.
It is a great trait to have in a baseball player, reliability. Juan is calling from Dumont, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Juan.
What's up, Juan?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Good, man.
Listen, I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm calling, and I was listening to the, first of all, I think Evan was just being picked on because it's just fun to do it. So,
That's kind of true.
I definitely think they were having a good time because I think the boys in that room with you are very smart, and they really know what you're saying because I totally got it. I'm not that smart. And you guys know about the sport a hell of a lot more than I do. But I will say this. Yeah, Aaron Judge by far, Aaron Judge is just good for the sport.
Yeah.
When he's healthy and he's playing, he's just great for the sport because everybody wants to see the superstars on the field.
No doubt.
But Tiki beat me to the point that with Soto and maybe some of the other up-and-coming players that are going into this season, I think that Yankees are more equipped with what I would consider a superstar with an injury bug. Aaron Judge, with the exception of that great historical season, I don't blame the Yankees for being hesitant on paying him because he's just seen if there was a nail on the field, Aaron Judge was going to find it. You know, and he was going to step on it and he was going to have an injury on his foot because of that nail. This is where you want to talk about trends. That's the trend when it comes to Aaron Judge. The Pete Alonso comparison because Yankees and Mets, I didn't get distracted with that comparison. Evan is right. Like, I want the guy that's going to be able to be on the field regardless of the potential of the other player. And I definitely, and I know the football, you're absolutely right when you say that about football, but we're talking baseball here. And the other point that Evan made is how the Yankees operate when Judge is not playing. Like, for some reason, they just go to hell. And I don't know if it would be different with Alonso on the team, if the team would, like, be that awful, but overall, I believe that if you're going to be paying these guys to play and you want to elevate the team to a certain level, which it's very obvious that Aaron Judge does that for the entire team.
Yeah, I think in the case of Judge, because you mentioned paying him, and I said this leading up to his free agency. I said it during free agency, and I'm going to say the same exact thing to you right now. Mm-hmm. They had to pay him. I'm glad they paid him. No regrets. You understand the risks. I understand the risks. Everything I'm saying today about Judge's unreliability is something very similar to what I said a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. We are not surprised. I am not surprised. You shouldn't be surprised. So I have no regrets that, yeah, you gave him a long-term contract, and there may be some years where he misses a bulk of it. There may be, hopefully, a few years where he plays all of it. Like I said, he's been in the league for 7 full years, 4 of which he's missed significant time, 3 of them he's played the full amount. So I have no regrets about the Yankee decision long-term with him. It's just the nature of doing business with him. He's been on this team now since 2017. I don't count 2016. It was a small amount of games at the end of the year. We know who he is. What he is a great, great baseball player who I actually love watching. Mm-hmm. I love watching. I'll give you a reason why I love watching him. Because I think Aaron Judge is such a good offensive player. He is such a special offensive player that we forget how good he is defensively.
Yeah.
That's what I appreciate about Aaron Judge.
No, it's very true. But it's also one of the reasons why he's constantly banged up. It's because he
running through a wall in LA.
Exactly, literally in LA. But diving for balls and
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting on his horse and going after things, whether he's playing center or right. So it's one of those things where you almost can't fault him for wanting to be excellent as a defender as well, but you almost like, just chill, right? You almost want to tell him to take a chill pill just so he's more available.
So I want to bring up
and it's hard to tell a great player to, like, pull back.
Exactly. And let's go to that play you're talking about, because I'll never forget it from last year. Of all the highlights of the Yankees in 2023, if you ask me, what do you remember most about 2023? It's that play in Los Angeles, and it's not because of the injury. I understand that injury turned into a big story around the season. That was a Saturday night. It was the New York Yankees. It was the Los Angeles Dodgers. And let us not forget off the bat, what would have happened if Judge didn't make that catch? The game was going to change.
Yes.
And Aaron Judge not only made this incredible catch on national TV, he saved the game for the New York Yankees. So you just brought something up that's very difficult. Ha! I don't know how you're going to answer this one. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
The game's on the line. It's not the seventh inning of a 9-run game.
I know it.
The game's on the line.
Right.
He's supposed to make the catch, but he's supposed to assume that a Major League Baseball team doesn't have a curb underneath the wall.
Well, again, I don't know if baseball players are aware of that. Like, most right fielders that play at Dodger Stadium, like, they're aware that, oh, hey, you know, I'm walking the field. Like, dude, that's concrete. I got to keep an eye out not to run into that. Like, you're just not thinking about that. It doesn't feel like it's an obstruction to your ability to play the game until it is.
Yeah.
But I think, Evan, what you're saying is so right. Because even if, forget the circumstances of the game, you just go back and watch the play. It's an unbelievable catch.
It was an unbelievable play, and it was clutch. It was a two-run game.
Yep.
The Dodgers had a runner on first and nobody out in the eighth inning. And guess who hit the ball for the L.A. Dodgers? We'll all come full circle. Who hit the ball for the L.A. Dodgers? It's gonna get Tiki off to a different subject. No. It'll get me off to a different subject.
Why?
The ball was hit. Remember. The ball was hit to right field by J.D. Martinez.
Of course. Of course.
And Judge made this. I'm telling you, this was the most memorable moment of 2023, excluding the injury, because we didn't know at the time that it was going to be a foot injury that was going to derail him.
Kind of a bruise or something, and he'd miss a couple days.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a day-to-day thing, and they actually won the next night against the Dodgers to win the series. When he made that catch on a Saturday night against the Dodgers in interleague play on Fox, that was a moment, and I probably tweeted something along the lines of, this is the greatness of Aaron Judge. It's not just strong walks. It's not just hitting home runs. It's the big catch in the big moment. Was he not supposed to try to make that play?
No,
even
of course
if
he
knew
does.
Dodger Stadium's old and rickety.
Of course
what was he supposed
does.
To do?
He was supposed to do exactly what he did.
So then,
right?
What are we supposed to do here?
That's the problem. You can't pull back players that think like that or just play that way. He can't play any other way. And so the only thing you can do is play him 150 games. right? 145, whatever the number is, right? Give him some down days just so the likelihood of that happening is a tiny bit less.
Before we get back to all of your phone calls on Aaron Judge, the Yankees, Pete Alonso stands and all of that, do you know why you're about to stand trial?
No, I do not.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tiki Barber is on trial. And here's why. Yesterday, Tiki Barber walked into the studios of WFAN like one of us, like a fan. He had his University of Virginia sweatshirt. He had his University of Virginia socks.
Nobody saw them, but they were there.
But they were there because he's a fan, and I respect that. But the one thing I don't respect about fans is when they hide after a loss.
What do you mean hide?
Have I put all my Brooklyn Nets stuff away? No.
No.
Do I put my Mets stuff away when things go bad? No. In fact, the time our teams need the most support is after losses and after embarrassments. When the Nets lost Game 7 of the Bucks a few years ago, I showed up decked out in Nets stuff. When the Mets lost to the Padres a few years, Mets stuff. When the Jets ended their season in disgrace, Jets stuff. Tiki Barber shows up today looking very handsome, might I say. A pink button down with like a sweater vest on top. Where's your Virginia stuff,
I had to church it up a little bit, man.
Why?
Because I can't be a fan today of that team.
Excuse me?
That team. My Cavaliers.
You can't be a fan of them?
No, they were so bad yesterday.
That's not how fandom
works, bro. I honestly
thought
it was a mistype on my apps.
Oh, and you saw the score?
At halftime.
35-10 or whatever the hell
14.
It was?
14. 14.
Yeah, I know.
Points.
Yeah, it's bad.
It was bad. Embarrassingly bad. And you know what? I kind of knew it was going to happen. My buddy texted me right before the game. He's like, good luck to Virginia. I said, I'm not optimistic.
Mm.
And I was right.
You had Robertitis, ladies and gentlemen.
It was so right. You're wearing off on me.
I'm not wearing off on you because I would have showed up today supporting my team even if they got embarrassed.
Well, I mean, my kids are at Princeton and Brown, so.
So now you're just switching teams. Good luck. You're dead to me.
No.
But yesterday you were a fan. Now today they're dead to you?
No, they're not dead to me. I'll be back when football season comes around.
All right, let's go to our jury. Sean Morash is the captain of wearing sports jerseys and hats of every team in the world. Did Tiki Barber commit a sports fan crime?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, come on.
I always wear at least something, even if it's a sock.
My underwear. My underwear, UVA.
Well, pull them down. Let's see.
Yeah, prove it, big shot.
You always, the day after elimination, you have to stand in unity and say, I'm here. I'm here for the shots, here for the support.
We'll be back.
You can't wave the pom-poms on game day and put them away the morning after elimination.
Big problem.
No, it's not. It's my alma mater.
Well, so far.
I'm there forever.
So far, the jury's against you, Loogie. I assume you're going to be against them, too. How can you not be?
No, I'm team Tiki on
this
one.
Thank you, Loogie.
Tiki has to carry the flag for basically the only guy on the show that bathes on a daily basis. So he has to look good. He has to look sharp. He repped Virginia yesterday. He's always going to rep the Wahoo-Wah. It's not like he's running and hiding. He's here.
So No.
Everybody knows I'm a Cavalier. You know it.
I would have preferred then, if that's your point, Loogie, that he flip-flopped it. That yesterday he wears nothing and he looks pretty.
Yeah, but
and
the then game today, is yesterday.
It's game day.
I'm watching the game. I got to be wearing my gear.
They don't need your support on game day. They need your support after they got embarrassed on national TV.
They'll be forgotten today.
No, they're not forgotten. Everybody's blaming them for St. John's and Seton Hall not getting tournament bids. They're being like assaulted in this area.
All right, blame NC State, blame Oregon, blame the bid stealers because there was a lot of them.
There are moments in which I look at you and say, Tiki's becoming one of us as a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a professional athlete, was a professional athlete, but man, he's a sports fan. Last week, when you said to Saquon what we all wanted to say, that's a sports fan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a moment, a real moment, especially after what Saquon pulled today, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. We were right about that snake. What?
I think we have an impromptu game of how much does Tiki know about Tiki?
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
Tiki Barber, in your professional career, how many times were you on a team that scored as many or more points than your Virginia Cavaliers scored last night at 42? I have the answer.
I'm going to say four.
Three times they scored 42 points once and 44 points twice. You were on an offense.
I remember the 44-point one. What was the 42 again?
42. I don't know the date. Oh, September 11th, 2005. So probably the opener?
Right.
But either way, that's sad. That's a basketball team, Tiki. You were a football team.
As sad as the basketball team was, and it was sad. It was an embarrassing game, especially after we all got treated to that classic between Howard and Wagner. That was awesome. Especially that kid getting three cracks to tie the game. And by the way, by that point, I was rooting for Wagner. I was like, Staten Island strong. Let's go. Staten Island, Staten Island. I was trying to be local, even though I have an affinity for Howard. But that was a great game. It was a bad game, but it was a great game, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
College basketball is bad and great at the same time.
Well, you get a team that can't make shots. They're shooting. It's not like they don't have open looks. They're just not going down. It gets ugly.
Yeah, I watch it every night in the NBA. It's called the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, it's true, but this is what happened to the Cavaliers last night.
Yeah.
Sometimes those shots go down. They did not.
No, so they could make a shot. They were embarrassing, and then you decided you're not a fan of them anymore.
I am a fan
of
them.
So I'm very disappointed in your fandom.
I just don't need to remind people how bad they were.
No, support them after a loss.
I do support them.
No, you're not. You hit all your socks away.
We have seen TMZ pictures of Rondé Barber, Joe Harris, and Chris Canty all wearing Virginia stuff today.
That's an absolute lie. Unless you're at the Valspar Championship, where Rondé, I'm sure, is today, there is no picture of Rondé wearing UVA gear. And I know he's particularly less interested than I am, because they didn't recruit his daughter to play lacrosse there. And while he's paying tuition at William & Mary, just like I'm paying $78,000 from Brown and Princeton apiece, guess what, UVA? Do good, and then we'll come back and support you.
Wow. Okay. Boom. Yeah. Hit him hard. By the way, Loogie did this successfully yesterday. Sean, it's your turn. I want you at some point in the next 10 minutes to go on social media and put out a poll. As a sports fan, should you feel obligated to wear your team's jersey after embarrassing loss to show loyalty?
Dude, that's going to be overwhelmingly no.
Okay, we'll find out from the people. I accept my losses. I lost yesterday. Loogie put a poll out on who has a better chance of winning a championship this year, the New York Knicks or the New York Jets. For some reason, 68% of the people voting are complete morons, and they pick the Knicks.
No. They're not morons. They're not morons. They're actually very smart people. Okay. You got your ass kicked.
You know what happened the last time UVA got embarrassed?
They won the national championship.
That's right.
No, I know. They won 16.
I'm confident Tony Bennett will turn it around.
You've inspired me in that regard. So this morning I filled out my bracket, my NCAA bracket, and I was with them on the whole Purdue thing. Like, Virginia did it a few years ago as the one seed losing to the 16. They're going to come back on a revenge tour.
Yeah, at 18 they lost to UNBC.
Yeah.
19 they won.
And they won the whole thing.
Yeah.
So when I put my bracket together, and I've got little strategies on how you do a bracket. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Actually, at Purdue, getting all the way to the national championship and then ultimately winning. So you inspired me with that. But yeah, I'll reveal my bracket later for those that care.
You had Purdue going that far?
Yeah.
You're not a chicken.
Purdue chicken, Evan.
That's
Marash has failed attempt at humor.
How long did you like wait for that to be?
It just hit me. I figured I'd hit you.
And you were so excited about it, too.
I got some good jokes.
Good jokes. Let's go to Bob in Maywood, New Jersey. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, thanks, guys. The criticism of Aaron Judge is wrong for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the Dodgers should have been sued by the Yankees.
He only
got hurt and missed time because they had a concrete wall. They removed it 2 weeks after he got injured, which is an admission that they shouldn't have had it.
Did they cover it or remove it? I don't remember what
they removed it, I believe.
Wow.
Okay. Number two, Aaron Judge is the greatest home run hitter in baseball history because Sosa and McGuire used PEDs. They cheated, okay?
All right.
And by the way, he's a great role model and the face of baseball.
But I don't think any of us disagree with that. I think we all have great respect for Judge. We're saying he's injury prone, which citing the injury of last year and saying, hey, there's a reason for it, I respect. But what about every other injury he's had throughout his career?
Well, how about half the pitchers in the given recent seasons get
injured? That's whataboutism. That's what you're doing. Mm. What about this guy? What about that guy? We're talking about Aaron Judge.
52 days missed. The Yankees could sue for $11,182,000.
They could?
$808,000.
Wait, they could?
No, they couldn't. I'm just saying.
They
you want to sue for missed time, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, that's what they paid him while he was injured.
Yeah.
For 52 days.
By the way, when he got hurt in L.A., this was a topic we discussed.
Was it really?
Yeah. Can the Yankees and Aaron Judge sue the Los Angeles Dodgers? I think that
the answer is no, obviously.
We should not get confused. And our last caller sounds like a wonderful guy. He was confused. He took facts about Aaron Judge's career of missing a lot of time and took it as slander against him. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. Aaron Judge is a great baseball player. I've said it a lot already today, and I mean it. I think, and I'll tell you something else about Aaron Judge. I think a lot of times, especially early in his career, he would get screwed on the low strike. So despite having a career on base percentage of 396, mm-hmm. and the last couple of years it's been over 400, it probably should be higher. Because there have been many times in which Aaron Judge will be called on the low strike. He is a brilliant, brilliant baseball player. No one's denying that. Our last caller wants to bring up the home run record. Ah, Sosa, Bonds, McGuire, they're cheaters. Okay. He had the greatest regular season, arguably, in the history of baseball. You could argue 2022 was one of the great, most important clutch seasons a guy has ever had. He was the most valuable of valuables when it comes to MVPs. Take away the fact, though, that in seven full major league seasons, four of them, he's missed a significant amount of time. You don't have to make excuses about it. It's just the reality. And that doesn't make him bad. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make him something horrible. It's just that when you build a team, and Cashman's done it this year, you better make sure that you can succeed, even if he misses time, because you know there's a good chance he's going to miss time. Let's go to Manny in Middle Village. What's up, Manny?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Nice talking to you. First time in a long time. I love you. I love you so much. I love you guys. I love you, Evan. I want you to know that I'm your biggest fan, you know, since you were with Benigno.
Appreciate it, man. Benigno. That's very nice. Thank you.
Yes. But please. And by the way, Tiki, when I heard about this guy talking about you on social media, whatever, I wanted to run out somewhere and, you know, smack his head. You know,
I love you so much. I appreciate the support.
Okay. Much love. Evan, please, I love you so much, Evan.
Yes. Yes.
But there's one thing. So these guys, the previous callers had taken my words, you know, out of my mouth. You know, the first injury that Aaron Judge was this guy at 93 mile an hour in 2018 at the Royals, you know, he broke his wrist.
Yeah.
You know, that's not his fault. Then the second injury was he dove at Yankee Stadium,
yep.
broke his rib, punctured his lung. That's not his fault either. Now, the third major injury that had kept him off the field that much for that many games was last year at Dodger Stadium. He dove in right field, broke his toe. That's not his fault, Evan. Please, give him a little bit of love. And the other thing is that you said earlier that he's injury-prone.
Mm-hmm.
When you say that he's injury-prone, it's like, okay, something is going to happen to Aaron Judge, like, he's going to pop a hammy, he's going to get a little bleak or something like that. Like
right.
Now that this injury lately from a couple of days ago, so it sounds a little bit like it's a oblique. But if you tell me that these injuries occur, you know, like normally every year, the same injury, now you can call him injury prone because that's
like
his fault. But
like Stan,
all of
man.
These other injuries, I don't consider has been his fault. And, you know, give him a little bit more love. At least say, you know, it hasn't been his fault.
You're right, Manny. And when you think about injury prone, if you're talking about a Yankee that's at, it's Stanton, because of the soft tissue stuff, right? The calves and the hammies and the quads, whatever he's had. With Judge, he's right. There's a wrist back in 2018, missed 50 games. The oblique that he was alluding to was in 2019, but it probably stemmed from 2018.
Yeah, the injury in 19 affected 2020 when he dove down the right field line in a September game against the Angels. But you know why I disagree with both of you?
Why?
It doesn't matter if it was his fault.
True.
Like, I get
that. But some of it is luck.
I totally
it's
get like, that.
It's, and not the yes. good kind. It's bad luck.
It's bad luck. And if that's what you want me to say, he's injury prone with bad luck. He's injury prone with bad luck. But if you miss games, and I've laid out the amount of games he's missed, those are just numbers. Like, on average, he plays 122 games a season. Mm-hmm. Those are just numbers. He's had seven full years in the majors. Four of them were full years, or four of them were injury prone years. Three of them were full seasons. Those are just numbers. And at the end of the day, does it really matter how you got there? Like, if you're going to tell me that gives you confidence that he won't be hurt this year, okay. If you're going to use it as a predictive quality to say, hey, here's why Judge plays a buck 50 this year and you guys are wrong. The why is he's been unlucky. I think he's going to be lucky this year. Okay, fine. It's a predictive quality.
But the facts of his career.
He's missed a lot of time.
But it does feel like it's luck.
But I agree with you what difference does it make?
And so it's one thing to not feel like you can trust an injury-prone player, right? Because inevitably, that guy is going to get hurt. I don't feel that way about Aaron Judge. I know people are starting to say that. Oh, he's injury-prone, and at some point he's going to get hurt. But you can point to like specific circumstances on why he missed 52 games, or why he missed 50 games or 62. Like, you know exactly why it happened, and it's likely not a recurring activity. Or
if that's how you truly feel.
I look at it.
How many games
are
you going to play this year then? Big shot?
But this is what we were talking about about a month ago.
Huh.
How many should he play?
How many games are you going to play?
Remember, I think I said 150 originally, and then I backed it up because I said, you know, maybe he should just play 135 or 140 or something like that, simply to protect himself.
So say 140.
And so 140 would be ideal.
You think he's going to play 140 games this
year? I do.
Okay.
I do too, for the exact reason Tiki pointed to earlier.
What?
They don't have to rely on Giancarlo Stanton or force him. You even brought up a platoon. They can absolutely DH him way more games, play Trent Grisham more, play Verdugo more. When Dominguez comes back, they will have that flexibility. And just by lowering those percentages and taking away half the amount of time he has to spend in the field, if that's 20 more games Aaron Judge DHs, add up that percentage, I think that's going to add up to more games played for Aaron Judge.
And it felt like he's never wanted to, or they didn't have the ability to
way more depth.
DH him. Mainly because Stanton was stuck in that hole.
Right, right.
It's just like he couldn't, there was no way he was getting out of it until like a year ago where they started contemplating or thinking about it.
So you both think he plays a .140?
I do.
Okay. I respect
that. Around that.
Then what you're doing, which I respect,
and I don't see like an injury happening.
Okay.
Because for me to predict an injury, it'd be like, all right, yeah, he's going to just be walking around the bases and, pull a calf.
Yeah, but
like, that's not going to happen.
No, but predicting an injury to me, the reason why I would say I would take the under on that is because of the history of it, because of the fact that throughout his career.
Yeah, but what you miss what Sean just said. Like, Sean, like,
that DHing him is going to save him.
Yes.
I'm not convinced he's going to DH every single night, though.
I'm not saying
he
doesn't need to DH.
Look at tonight, by the way.
But he doesn't
in the lineup tonight for the first time. You know, he's playing a field. He's playing center field.
He doesn't need to DH every night. He just needs to not be a corner outfielder or a center fielder for 95% of his playing time.
I think he's going to probably play the outfield a lot more than maybe both of you guys are realizing. And he's going to be the center fielder most of the time.
But Evan, last year, the Yankees had this strategy. If they had an off day coming up, Aaron Judge would always sit the game before the off day.
It was
a way of doing back-to-back off days. What I'm telling you now is all of those off days added up to games missed. Those off days don't have to be off days anymore because you're not forcing Giancarlo Stanton to play. So now if you DH him those games, not that he's not going to get off days, and then DH him another random game, he can still play the outfield 4 or 5 times a week, but by virtue of being able to DH more, not forcing Stanton in there, it's going to keep his bat in the lineup and play more games while also reducing the injury factor.
I got you.
I do think it's going to add up.
We'll see if it's executed that way because I don't know if Aaron Boone's going to handle it like that. Now, would it be smart because you need his bat in the lineup? And yes, ideally, you'd love to have his glove in the field, too, because he's so good defensively, especially his ability to move over and play center field, which he's going to be asked to do a lot until Jason Dominguez is back. We shall see.
Yeah.
But when I say I don't think he's going to play 140 games, it's not because I'm predicting he's going to trip and fall. It's not because I'm being negative. It's based on history.
Yeah, but look, we had Boone on. It was right at the end of the football season, I believe, right? And one of the things he said was the beauty of what they've done in the offseason is that they're going to have flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if we asked specifically, would Judge be DHing more? But it felt like he's open to that. And I think Aaron Judge would even be open to that. He knows he's not 26 years old anymore.
But I also don't think that guarantees that he's going to play the 140 games that you guys are predicting. Now, the good news is, I think the Yankees are good enough to overcome it if he has to miss 30 or 40 games. They weren't last year. I think they can this year. We'll get back to your call in a second. But first, what?
Breaking Yankee news.
Yeah.
Good news or bad news?
I think it's very good news.
All right.
I want to hear the word. Sean is right. The Yankees have made an addition for opening day.
So they've added a third baseman.
They've made a big ad here.
So let me say
it's not a third baseman.
It's not a third baseman?
Clearly not. Because
all I will say is this. It is the Yankees' second biggest ad this offseason besides Juan Soto.
Really?
Yep.
They made a big move.
They made a huge move.
Did they sign Jordan Montgomery?
No.
Oh. Did they sign Michael Lorenzen? That wouldn't be their second biggest move.
No. You want me to give it to you?
No, I want to guess. This is fun. Okay. They made their second. Is it a player acquisition?
Lorenzen was the one that everybody was talking about recently.
Yeah, but that would undoubtedly, I think every Yankee fan would agree, second biggest move besides Juan
Soto. And I think every Yankee fan, this will be a fan favorite, this edition.
Well, this isn't a player acquisition, is it?
The New York Yankees.
I know it. I know it.
Have come to agreement with Mr. Softy to be their soft serve ice cream sponsor this year. We have gotten rid of Oatly, which was giving you, no offense, Spike, vegan soft serve ice cream, which is a big turnoff to a lot of fans last year. Mr. Softy is coming to a helmet cup all season long. The Yankees have just announced the fans are psyched.
Boy, I'll tell you, I'm glad you're a Yankee fan. Because that coming from anybody else would be a big problem.
What? You're not excited?
You had us thinking they made a big move.
They did make a big move. They got Mr. Softy. You know how huge that is?
You had me saying to you they added Jordan Montgomery.
Evan, part of the reason Yankee
kids
fans...
Kids across New York are thrilled.
No, but part of the reason Yankee fans had soured on this team and this organization was the fact that when you showed up to the stadium and looked for a helmet cup, you were getting oat milk ice cream. It's over.
I do admit
was it
that.
Really oat milk? I never had ice cream.
Unless you got the crazy shakes, you could only get the oat milk soft serve. It was heartbreaking.
So
to
if you
kids.
Got ice cream at Yankee Stadium, because I'm a big ice cream guy at City. Yeah. Okay, me and my youngest son love it. We get the helmet cup. We even get the home run apple cup, and it is oat soft serve ice cream. City's amazing. It's chocolate vanilla. It's a swirl.
Yankee
soft
Stadium.
Serve.
It's oat.
It was the last 2 years. It was Oatly, which fine company. And by the way, great for everybody who loves oat milk
ice
cream.
Does it taste good?
I'll put it this way.
Or does it just taste different?
When I had my dad try a spoonful yesterday, this was a reaction. Last year. But getting natural Mr. Softy ice cream back in the Bronx, you could tell it's going to be a special summer.
And by the way, I just got the email confirming all the new food items at Yankee Stadium along with Mr. Softy. We'll get into that coming up in a few minutes. Plus, more of your calls at 877-337-6666. Yeah. Doing on this beautiful Wednesday, the first day of spring, even if it doesn't really feel like spring, it is spring. Now, Sean annoyed a lot of Yankee fans a few minutes ago because he broke the glass. And when you break the glass here on Evan and Tiki, that means there's breaking news. And we've had a lot of breaking news over the last couple of weeks and last couple of months. He broke the glass and said that the Yankees had made a significant move, their second biggest move of the offseason. It caused Tiki's eyes to light up, my eyes to light up. I started guessing Jordan Montgomery. If Big Mac was listening, poor guy would have had a freaking heart attack out of excitement. And then Sean tells us, yeah, the Yankees brought back Mr. Softy.
Not brought back.
Was it
never
there?
They never had Mr. Softy?
No. That was a Met thing.
Really? Did the Mets have Mr. Softy or Carvel? I'm confused now.
Both.
They do have both. Okay.
Well, now, I don't know if they currently have both, but they have had both.
All I know is the ice cream at Citi Field is like to die for. So I have it all the time with my youngest goes nuts over it. So I love their ice cream. So anyhow, it's caused some angst amongst Yankee fans, Tiki. I've already received a lot of messages. Disgusting.
We got calls on this.
Improper use of the glass. But then there's people who are excited about Mr. Softy, which I totally respect. I now have the complete list of new food items at Yankee Stadium, and you guys tell me if you're excited about it. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
You want to break the glass for each one? All right, first we have the Fuku, the sweet, spicy chicken sandwich tenders, and a jalapeno waffle fries. That's a new addition at Yankee Stadium.
Fuku. Why is it called Fuku?
I think that's the location where you get the food, at the Fuku...
Is that food court?
No. Fuku is a vendor. It's a company. Yeah. It's a new menu item there.
So I'm just letting you know where at Yankee Stadium you can get it.
So it's not called the Fuku.
No, I apologize. It's at Fuku, and it's a sweet, spicy chicken sandwich tenders jalapeno waffle fries.
I'm just going to make a declaration. Jalapeno waffle fries, folks, make sure it's a night game if you're driving, because that day game, the last thing you want is to be sitting on that tri-borough after that.
We also have cheesy garlic bread with meatballs and 8-hour marinara.
Oh, that sounds good.
Ooh.
We've got a prosciutto sandwich.
Oh, God.
Prosciutto or porchetta? What's porchetta?
Bruschetta?
You're either talking about prosciutto?
Prosciutto. No, not
prosciutto. Or porchetta.
Prosciutto's not spelled this way. Right. P-O-R-C-H-E-T-T-A.
Porchetta.
Porchetta. What's porchetta?
Isn't that cheese?
No, it's like a...
I don't know what porchetta
is. It's another, like, cured meat, but usually I see it in diced form.
Huh. Well, it's a porchetta sandwich with broccoli raw, provolone, Calabrian aioli, arugula on a brioche bun.
Brioche.
Brioche. We've got, let's see what else we got. We got a barbecue filet tip, loaded tater tots, crispy tater tots, Lobel seasoning.
I'm down for that one.
Barbecue filet tips, cheddar cheese, and crispy onions.
Tater tots greater than fries.
No, they're not.
No, not salad.
Come on, they're the trash of the potato king.
What are you talking about?
Tater tots are made up of the garbage of the potatoes that have been shaved off.
Tater tots are for people in elementary
school. You eat the skin.
They're also giving you, let's see, chicken wings. They always had chicken. I guess this is new. Chicken wings, brown sugar, babe sauce, in ranch. And then you've got a Chipotle barbecue chicken sandwich, hand-pulled, slow-smoked chicken glazed with house-made Chipotle barbecue sauce, served with an optional assortment of pickled veggies and slaw.
Humana, humana.
Not bad. So those are some of the new food items at Yankee Stadium this year, along with Mr. Softy, which is now the soft-serve ice cream of the New York Yankees. It's a great addition. It's just, last break, we thought Jordan Montgomery.
Dude. You like
dude, what am I doing? What are we doing?
I'm just speaking as the biggest Yankee fan on this show.
Go ahead.
Literally.
I understand that we focus so much on the Gerrit Cole injury and all of this. This was a major issue for Yankee fans. People were frustrated, and people had no choice but to be silent because there's nothing they could do. Having oat milk only as your option for soft serve bothered Yankee fans to no end.
And Sean, wouldn't you rather have ice cream over a starting pitcher?
If you're telling me the choice came down, Mr. Softy or Jordan Montgomery, I swear to you, as a Yankee fan, I'd rather Mr. Softy.
Of course.
It's actually a pretty fair point because, you had me thinking, like, I love the Mets ice cream. I said it already. City Field's amazing. I probably have the ice cream. Let's say I go to 40 games. Mm-hmm. Let's say I have it at half the games.
Okay.
Okay.
Really? Half?
Oh, yeah. I don't care how cold it is either.
Hey.
The biggest problem I have with my kids is they love vanilla, and I hate vanilla. I'm a chocolate guy. And so when they don't finish, I got to eat their vanilla, and I'm like, oh, my God, I wish my kids loved chocolate.
It's still good. You're acting like it's terrible. It's like undigestible. It's actually still very good.
It's not carrots.
It's good. It's not as good. So if I have 20 ice creams at Citi Field per year, am I going to get to really see Jordan Montgomery make 20 starts at Citi Field?
Or not only that, if you had the choice, the Mets signed Jordan Montgomery, but all that ice cream had to be oat milk, tasteless.
I wouldn't eat it. I'd be done.
Or you deal with whatever prospect's coming up and you get Mr. Softy. I know people are laughing. No, I'm dead serious. I'd rather than Mr. Softy. I'd rather Johnny Brito is my fifth starter, Mr. Softy.
What about J.D. Martinez?
Oh, well, that's every day, so I take J.D. Martinez. If you told me oat milk ice cream's coming to City, which means I'm not having it, but I get J.D. Martinez for the year, that time I'm taking J.D. I got to. I'm sorry.
Easy. That was an easy answer.
Thank you. Louie's in Staten Island. What's up, Louie?
Yeah, Sean, I don't know. I guess it's a slow day at the office or whatever. I don't know. You wanted to get the call volume up. But don't call yourself a real Yankee fan. You're talking about food.
Oh, shut DJ, up.
We got DJ out. We got Judge has been banged up. Cole's out, and you're talking about ice cream?
So now we can't give you good news, Louie, as a Yankee fan?
Listen
don't you want
me.
Good news?
Listen to me. Now for that. If you're anywhere near 236, if you have that ice cream, we're pouring ketchup in it.
Oh, shut up. Why would you put ketchup in it?
That'd be great.
I mean, I'm with Louie that I don't think it was glass-breaking worthy, but why would you put the ketchup in the ice cream?
Look, Sean cares about food. We let him have his moment.
Well, I care about winning first, food second, but why can't I have both? Why can't I, as we're beating the Red Sox 5-1, go down the third baseline and go, yes, I can get a swirl with sprinkles, and it's not oat milk ice cream.
Let's go to Ray in South Florida. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good, man.
What's up, man? So,
shocker, Evan, you don't like vanilla ice cream. You don't put milk in your cereal. So that's today.
A good point, Ray.
You're right. Good call. Yeah.
So I want to talk about the Yankees real quick, but, Evan, we're running out of time on a beard. Why hasn't Sean Ortike made you white beard, blue interlocking NY on each cheek?
I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. And it makes perfect sense if you've seen my beard today. We'll be on SNY in about 9 minutes. I already tweeted it out. I tried today to actually honor the Dodgers because they won on opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was also a test drive for this.
Game
because
nobody watched.
I did want to deliver the Yankee for you and for Sean and for others. So I paint my beard blue. I then try to draw with white and it came across like a splash. So the interlocking doesn't work. It can really only be colors. I've learned that about coloring my beards.
You can't get precision
with
the top color.
It can't
just
do
it. It comes out gloppy.
Yeah.
So the white and on one, Y on the other maybe would work. You got to wear Yankees.
I will. You know what? For you, I will do that tomorrow, my second and last day of coloring my beard.
Thank you, Ray.
There you go. Love it. So Yankees, right? Talking earlier, I'm excited. I really am, Evan. You're spot on the way this team looks right now. Obviously, Cole, that's puts a little damper on it, but I like the makeup of the team, and I think you're spot on when Dominguez comes back, because I'm not really sold or impressed on the small sample size of Verdugo yet. I know it's only spring training, but I think if Dominguez comes back, there's a place for him to platoon with Stanton, and Stanton's hitting. And the guy, I love Jason Dominguez, but the guy that I'm most impressed with has been Spencer Jones. That kid is great. I watched him last year in the minors. A lot of at-bats. That kid looks great. And I think that's important that he comes up eventually by the end of the year, obviously by next year. But they got to get Judge out of center field. I don't know what I looked it up online. I can't find anything that shows the distance that a center fielder runs more than a right or left fielder.
Yeah.
But you talk about the injury history and everything. Yeah. Putting that extra miles on him in center field is not the best case, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think for this season, he's going to play center field until Dominguez is back because of the way they're built. But I do think long term, especially as he goes into his 30s, he already is. He's 31 years old. I think we'll see less and less of him in center field.
Yeah, just for clarity's sake, I don't think they track it in baseball like they do everywhere. Like NFL players have those little things in their shoulder pads that tracks how many miles they have. Soccer players have it. I think even some of the NBA players do it now, but I don't think baseball has that. So it's going to be hard to find that stat on the difference between what a center fielder runs versus the corners run.
But we know it's a lot more. So I get it. I think early in the season, we're going to see a lot of Judge in center field just because he's their best option out there. But once Dominguez is healthy, I think things change. Keep this in mind about Verdugo and even Trent Grisham, and a returning Jason Dominguez. I don't think you're going to see Spencer Jones this year. So he's a fun prospect. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting.
He's not on the 40-man right now.
I'd be very surprised, unless there's major injuries or something crazy happens, if he's contributing in any way in 2024. You know who played the most games in left field last year for the New York Yankees? Oswaldo Cabrera.
Is that right?
And he hit .211.
Opening day start.
You know who played the most games in center field last year for the New York Yankees? Harrison Bader. And now he's my problem. Jake Bowers played a lot of outfield. Willie Calhoun played a lot of outfield. Billy McKinney played a lot of outfield. The New York Yankees, and even before that, Aaron Hicks and Franchi Cordero got at-bats. Those are the guys that Alex Verdugo and Trent Grisham are replacing. And that's why, even though I've been honest about Verdugo, he's a very average player. Mm-hmm. To me, in an ideal world, I platoon him because his numbers against righties and his numbers against lefties.
.276 versus .220.
But it's so significantly better than the crap they put out there last year, which is why the Yankees were able to build themselves a team that is much, much, much better equipped to dealing with Aaron Judge missing time if he has to. If he misses time. I just assume he will because he misses a lot of time. Why do you turn me into a troll? I'm not even trolling. I think the guy's broken.
You just said he's going to miss time.
Dude, here's all I know. This is what's so
history
unfair.
Has told you that he's missed time.
History tells me he's going to miss time. Yes.
Yeah, but we just had a conversation, Sean and I, to you about why he won't miss time this year or is less likely to have those bad luck injuries
that derailed him.
For three of his 6-7 seasons.
You want to make a bet where if I'm right, you have to grow a beard and color it?
No, we're not jinxing him.
Yes.
Then we look like you with white dots all over our cheeks.
All I know is I'm the most positive guy about the Yankees around here. That's all I know. 103 wins, best chance to win a World Series since the Aaron Judge era started. No, you're up there too, Sean. I don't want to disrespect you.
I picked them to win the World Series, Evan. Who's winning the World Series this year?
You want me to reveal that?
Well, you just said you're the most positive guy around here about the Yankees. I think they're winning the World Series.
Yeah, positive in the regular season. Because in the playoffs, you guys are going to flame out. I think you know that, and I know that.
No, we're not.
I think I'm leaning towards, and I'll make my predictions official next week on the Rico Bronya. I think I'm leaning towards, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Mariners.
What?
What do you mean, what? What do you mean, what?
The Mariners?
Yeah.
Another AL team going to jump the Yankees?
That's correct, yeah. The Seattle Mariners.
Now we know he's on a hating day. Now we know he's hating today.
Dude, I think you're
now
gonna
we know it.
I think you're
right.
going to win.
First it was the Astros. Oh, the Texas Rangers. Look, where the hell they come from spending money 3 years ago and comes back to reward them. Now the Mariners?
Yes, the Mariners.
Okay.
I love their young pitching. What's wrong
they
with that?
They could have Drew Locke back if it means we get the World Series.
And by the way, I'm not hating the Yankees. I think you're going to win 103 games and probably lose in the playoffs. What's wrong with
to
that?
To the Mariners now. The Astros are yesterday's bad news.
No, I actually have you guys losing to the Astros in the divisional series. And then it's an Astros-Mariners ALCS. It's almost like a rite of passage that you got to get past Houston to do anything in the American League. So I'm going with Seattle, and then this one makes me feel really disgusting. I hate saying what I'm about to say.
When was the last time the Mariners won a World Series?
They've never been to a World Series.
Okay, just make sure.
That's right. Does that prove that it can't happen?
I couldn't remember, like, Griffey and, like, A-Rod. I couldn't remember.
Wait, did you know it when you asked the question?
Of course I did.
So you're being a jerk.
Because you're being a jerk.
Why am I being a jerk?
You're saying another team in the American League is going to jump the Yankees.
What am I supposed to say? It's Yankees-Mets and make everybody happy?
All you've been talking about today is how excited we can be for the Yankees season.
Yeah, they're going to have a great regular season. What's wrong with that?
They're going to lose to the Astros or the Texans and now the Seattle the Mariners?
Yes. Why is that so bad?
Why are they going to lose in the playoffs, Evan?
Well,
they're
first
so
of all,
deep, they can protect. Why are they going to lose?
Well, first of all, I said you're going to lose to the Astros because they're your daddies. They always lose to the Astros.
Not Joe Espada's Astros aren't our daddy.
That's right.
Juan Soto's Dusty Yankees Baker. Haven't been owned by anybody.
Baker's gone.
AJ Hinch is gone. You know who's still there? Jose Altuve's still there.
He's great.
33 years old.
Who cares? You know who's still there? Justin Verlander's still there.
You know who? Justin Verlander.
You know who's not still here? Aroldis Chapman giving up a big home run. You know who's still not here?
By the way,
Josh Donaldson sucking the life out of a lineup.
On a cheated on pitch.
Yeah, right.
Guys,
what's not here? Buzzers under jerseys.
I'm merely giving you a baseball prediction. I said the Yankees are going to win 103 games, which is a great compliment. They're going to win the American League East, a great compliment. And then I happen to have another team beating them in the postseason like I'm some kind of ogre. So I'm picking the Mariners in the American League. And from the National League, I feel so dirty saying this.
Braves.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was joking. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I got this bad feeling that the two superpowers, Russia and the United States, USSR and America, Gorbachev and Reagan, right? Finally, one of them, the Dodgers or the Braves, break through and don't choke in the divisional series. So, unfortunately, I think it's Atlanta. So, I'm going Braves-Mariners. How about that?
Who wins?
I didn't get to that part yet.
Interesting that you picked the Braves, because yesterday I told you Ronald Acuna was my bet to hit the most home runs, and you call me a fake Met fan. Care to explain yourself? You root for the Braves?
A prediction is far different than a bet. I'm not betting on the
but
Braves.
You're rooting to be right. So, Mets, Braves, bottom of the ninth, prediction to be right or the Mets?
Evan? I apologize. I don't always root to be right. I root to be right when it's nice and convenient. I will never root for the Atlanta Braves. If the Braves are
you're
playing,
a Met fan, you pick the Braves.
Excuse me. I'm gonna answer you because you don't know what you're talking about. That's okay. You don't know my brain.
Well, inform me.
If the Braves are playing the Reds in the NLCS, okay? Do you think I'm gonna root for the Braves because I said it on the radio on March 20th?
No,
the hell's wrong with
you? No, I'm just thinking of Evan Roberts, Mr. Met fan here, the Pied Piper of Met fans. You picked the Braves to go to the World Series.
I did. But so I want to stick to what you just said because it's not true, and I just want to clear it up. And Tiki, I think you know me well enough to know this.
I do.
If the Reds are playing the Braves, and I picked the Reds because they're just innocuous. If the Reds are playing the Braves in the NLCS, what team do you think I would root for?
The Reds?
Of course. Who cares? I'm giving you a prediction. A prediction and a better are very, very different.
Yeah, you just think that the
I'm telling you what I think.
Braves are better.
But I'm not rooting for the Mariners either. You think I want another team to jump the Mets who hasn't won a World Series? Like, no.
Yes.
I'm giving you a baseball prediction. That's all. Go ahead, Sean.
Tiki, Tommy. I mean, you guys don't know Evan. Evan, this is a typical squirrel out.
I just made a prediction.
You're making a prediction, Evan.
I can't win with these people.
No, because what's going to happen in June and July when the Braves are humming along and they're still plus 360 odds to win the World Series? The emotional hedge comes out on FanDuel.
Oh, then I bet them?
You're a predictor now, but we all know where this road leads.
Yeah, but why wouldn't I bet them now? Like, why? Like, even
because
the Mariners,
there's so many teams and there's so many. You're better off making your prediction. As it gets narrowed down and we get halfway through the summer and it's evident they're one of the teams in the mix, you will bet them because if they win, it'll make you feel better. That's your MO.
Here's what boggles my mind, Tiki, and I think you're the only one in this discussion now because these two are just insane. I'm a geek, just like you.
Of course.
I sat down over the last few weeks, and I, like, take it seriously. Like, oh,
looked
man,
at,
I can't.
Looked at rosters, looked at star power.
That's it. I'm a loser. Age. I looked at rosters. I was analyzing fantasy, and I said, you know, I do this every year. I love to hold myself accountable. I'm going to make predictions. I did it in the NBA this year. I do it in the NFL every year. I have a document on my tablet, because I'm a geek. That's fine. Play the drop. It's true. In which I write predictions down for the last decade and a half.
Nevertheless,
it's what I do.
Right.
I never have, like, dark, secretive reasons for it. I just give you an honest opinion. And there are years in which I am very wrong. There are years in which I'm accurate. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll never forget 2019. I picked a Nationals Astros World Series. I got it right. There was no reason for it other than it was a baseball prediction. I got it right. And then in 2020, during the shortened season, I picked Mets Yankees. It was one of those rare years which I said, you know what? Subway World Series. I got nuts. Nobody will be there. I was dead wrong. These guys think that every prediction has some kind of, like, dark meaning to
it. Or ulterior motive.
When I literally sat down, studied baseball like a geek, and made a prediction.
I'm with you. So, I got you.
Thank you,
I'm just a little upset you have the Mariners now drop, the Seattle Mariners jumping the Yankees.
Why do the Mariners bother you? Wouldn't the Astros bother you more?
They haven't been there. The Astros have a long history of being dominant.
Do you realize that the Texas Rangers
just won? Yeah, but you saw the Rangers coming. They spent money 3 years ago.
Oh, I think the Mariners are coming. I think they're coming.
So why don't they... Yeah, why don't the Mariners have to go through all the hiccups and wall and all that stuff the Yankees have gone through for the last 5 years just to get there?
Did you see?
They made the playoffs 1-7.
Oh, I understand, but they've also had their defeats. They've lost pennant races. They've lost in the playoffs.
I'm talking about the last couple of years. The Yankee young core that now we're considering the window closing has had to go through so many of these roadblocks. So now the Mariners just get to skip their way through.
The Diamondbacks just skip their way
through.
They didn't
win.
But Sean, why am I on trial for a baseball prediction? Like, what is wrong with everybody?
Because we feel like you're trolling the Yankees.
I'm not trolling
because
anybody.
You're doing everything in your power to try to play both ends. Look, nobody's more positive on the Yankees than me, but
I
can't find it in my heart to ever
but they're
pick
not
them to
win
the
anything,
Series.
Despite this being the best chance that they have to win.
Yes,
in the last generation.
Yes, Evan's they're going to have a great regular season, and they're going to flame out in the playoffs. What is so freaking nuts about that?
Because you're a two-timer. You want to have your cake and eat it, too. Mm. You want to have Yankee fans angry at you, and then so you could turn around and go, I've been the most positive on the Yankees.
For the regular season, I'm positive.
Evan,
in the playoffs?
Two-time Ben Roberts.
You know?
You're a two-face.
I can't win with these people.
Right.
Hello, SNY, by the way. I know what you're thinking. If you're watching at home, what happened to the beard? What's going on with the beard? It was blue, and then I tried to, like, paint some white on it to honor the L.A. Dodgers for winning opening day today, and it became a little bit of a mess. So now it's, like, white spots all over my blue beard. In your face. I understand that there's some imagery people have. You should have seen what Brandon Tierney and Sal Acosta said.
Dribble, 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 dribble.
The reaction they had to my beard should have been caught on tape. I'm going to suck on it, baby. I mean, it was something else.
We might have been looking for a new midday show if it was caught on tape. By the way, your beard now looks like the SNY logo threw up and exploded on it.
Yes.
I guess I could see that.
Look at the mic cover.
Yeah, look at the mic. Yeah.
You know what? Look at the mic. SNY, I'm honoring you. That's what I'm doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.